This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of November. In this election, Bihar recorded the highest ever polling percentage of 67.13% since 1951. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar Vinod Singh Gunjial said, elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centers.
The votes will be counted at 46 counting centers across the 38 districts of Bihar, where the polling for 243 assembly constituencies were held. EVMs and VVPATs have been sealed inside under a three-layer security system. The counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
President Draupadi Murmu said that India is undergoing a transformation to become Viksit Bharat by 2047 and added that the diaspora is also an integral part of this development journey. Addressing the members of the Indian community in Botswana today, she said that their achievements are India's pride, that their success raises India's stature. She urged the community to keep contributing to India-Botswana relations. She called the diaspora a living bridge of friendship between the two countries and applauded the 10,000 strong Indian community in Botswana for their contribution to economic growth and employment generation in the country. The Association of All Indian Universities, AIU, has suspended Alfala University's membership citing lack of good standing. Issuing a letter to the university today, the association said that, as per media reports, it has come to notice that Alfala University does not appear to be in good standing. The decision came at a time when Alfala University is under scrutiny amid an ongoing Delhi Blast investigation. Earlier, the National Assessment and Accreditation Council, NAAC, also issued a show-cause notice to Alfala University in Faridabad for displaying false accreditation on its website. The Ministry of Defence has inked an agreement with Bharat Dynamics Limited for the procurement of Inbar anti-tank missiles worth over 2,095 crore rupees to enhance lethality of T-90 tanks. The ministry said that procurement underscores the government's efforts to meet the operational requirements of the Indian Army by leveraging the existing expertise of defense public sector undertakings. It is also aimed at developing niche technologies by domestic industries in line with the vision of achieving Atmanirbharta in defense. The Calcutta High Court today disqualified senior political leader Mukul Roy from the West Bengal Legislative Assembly. While delivering the verdict, the division bench of Justice Debangshu Basak and Justice Mohammad Shabbar Rashidi said the finding returned by the speaker is perverse and cannot be sustained. Mukul Roy was elected to West Bengal Legislative Assembly in the 2021 election. Later, he joined the Trinamool Congress, though he did not resign from his post as MLA. He was also appointed as the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, PAC. BJP leader Ambika Roy appealed to the Calcutta High Court in 2021 to disqualify Mukul Roy from the assembly under the anti-defection law. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe tomorrow. The weather agency said that cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh till the 16th of this month. The Met Department has also forecast shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northeast India. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the region was recorded at 407 as of 7 p.m. today. In men's cricket, India will be looking to maintain their winning run in the longest format of the game when they face South Africa in the first test at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata from tomorrow. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Indian team led by Shubman Gill is heading into the series on the back of an outstanding performance against the West Indies recently at home, where they defeated West Indies 2-0 in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.